we only have a little bit of time left, so I want to move on to the one issue that I think you're most, for me, famous for, and for others, notorious for, and that is the issue of energy independence. And I remember the first time I became exposed to you, because I was against this idea of energy independence, but I hadn't thought it through particularly carefully. But I knew there was something off with this. And my boss comes into my office and he hands me this book, and it says Gusher of Lies, The Dangerous Delusions of Energy Independence. And I just lit up like a Christmas tree. I thought, wow, someone is writing criticizing energy independence. Where did this guy get the guts, and how did he come to this conclusion? So I'm curious, how did you on your own journey come to the idea that energy independence is a bogus idea?
Well, that's an interesting question. I haven't really thought of it until you've asked it. I think it was in about 2005 when I started looking at the corn ethanol scam. And talking to friends of mine, Tad Pacek, who's now at the University of Texas here in Austin, who was very savvy on ethanol and really took the time to explain to me about the Enron accounting that was being used by the ethanol industry to justify their subsidies and so on. And when I looked at ethanol and the ethanol scam, one of the things they kept saying was energy independence. We need this for energy independence. And so I began looking at it and thinking, okay, well, what does that mean? And what are they implying throughout their whole effort to justify their subsidies? And it was that, oh, well, foreign oil is bad. Okay, well, so I started looking at oil imports, and I found that the U.S. has been a net crude oil importer, and this is Energy Information Administration numbers, it's not my data, that the U.S. has been a net crude oil importer essentially every year since 1913, 5 years after Henry Ford introduced the Model T. So I looked at that and I thought, well, wait a minute. We've been an oil importer for a century, and a big one, and we're the world's single biggest energy producer and the world's single biggest energy consumer. We produce nearly 75% of all the energy that we consume. Yeah, we import a lot of oil, but we pay for that oil. As with any other article of trade, you get something and you, in return, you give them money. And whoever the seller is, they get your money and they do something else with it. And as a buyer, you get that good or service and then you enjoy it. But there was something fundamentally wrong, the more I thought about it, with the entire concept. And I looked at the history of it and how long we've been hearing this this phrase and how popular it was. And I'm a contrarian, and I, as a journalist, I'm paid to be skeptical. And I thought, how is it that especially, and the book was published in 2008, between 2004 and 2008, that whole four-year time period, you had a whole lot of people on both sides of all sides of the political spectrum saying energy independence. And I thought, well, this is the most hackneyed phrase in American politics, and we're hearing it over and over, and yet it means nothing. And so it really was it was gratifying to see, you know, a lot of people attack me and didn't like me. Well, that's fine. You can't be friends with everybody. But I hope I've affected that discussion a little bit, because our vocabulary, our political discussion is so impoverished, and yet we continue to use these silly phrases without any understanding of what they mean.